guys, welcome back to my podcast. This is your girl, Swikriti Gupta. And today is a very exciting topic to be talked about. This topic I thought would not be very interesting for a complete YouTube video, but I thought it's just as exciting for a podcast. So this is just a beginner to beginner heart talk because I'm a beginner. I'm just starting off. So I just want to make things better for you. Okay. So this topic is songwriting. Today's topic, which of course you know because you saw the title and you clicked on and you're listening to me right now blabbering about thoughts. I just came up with this topic 5 minutes ago, just 5 minutes before recording this podcast, and I do not have a complete script to be read from, so please excuse me blabbering, okay? All my lumps, please bear with me. But I'll not waste much more time. I'll just dive straight into the topic. So songwriting is that part of the song making process, which is quite the easiest step for a lot of people. And for the other half, it's one of the most difficult steps, which is quite understandable. Not everything is easy for everybody, right? For me, songwriting is one of the easiest step of song making. Like even easier than singing the song. Yeah, trust me. Songwriting has been... For me, I've started writing song from June 2021. That's when I started writing Kya Kare Kya Na Kare, which is my debut single. So if you haven't heard it, you should go to Spotify and hear it out, guys. Okay, but let's get back to the topic. So I officially started writing songs in 2020, I think April or May. I don't really remember, but I started officially writing down different type of songs for different type of, situations from 2020. But songwriting is a thing which everybody does, right? Maybe it's not good, maybe you're just like joking around with some random words, but that's still a song which you are making for yourself, so you should definitely give that position of a song as well. But for me, the major part for writing a song is to start. Many people do not start, they are so afraid of even starting. So I would recommend start. Okay, just write down your thoughts and then later give that a sur, like a melody. So for me, I prefer the most difficult task within songwriting is to start. The first line of the song should be so powerful that it must, automatically just drive attention towards it, that people be like, oh, this line sounds so sweet, or this line sounds so powerful that I should listen to the next line and the next line and the next line. And yeah, so I think first line should be very, doesn't matter how your chorus is, okay, but the first line for me is everything. So it takes me few weeks to just come up with the first line. So if ever you start, you want to make a song, it does not come all together. And this is the first episode of how to write songs, so there will be a lot more coming up. As I keep experiencing and as I keep learning, there will be a lot more that I keep adding onto this podcast. So this is not it, so keep listening. When you figure out the first line, if you think it's very perfect, get on. And I, for a person like me, writing the rest of the song is very easy if you figure out the first line or the first stanza. This is tip number one. So just start writing the first line. Secondly, I feel it's very important to come up with a meaning. So I think we should keep that first. You should actually think what you want to provide to your audience with a particular song. Once you write the first line, you know what you want to give to your audience. If the first line is a love song starting, then you know this has to be a love song. If the first line is a motivational song starting, you know it has to be a motivational song, and so on. So the first line should be enough to tell your audience what they should expect from a song. Now, if my first line is about love, And then I go on, and my second stanza is automatically something which is inspiring you to chase your dreams. That does not make sense. I am here to listen to your love thoughts. I'm not here to listen to your motivational thoughts. So do not do that. Stick to a particular niche and write your entire song in that particular genre. Thirdly, I feel there are a lot of people, 50% of the population would say I would make the music first. 50% of the population would say I would write the lyrics first. So it depends from singer and singer what you want to do. So figure that out yourself, sit down, calm yourself, and then think what you want to do. You can either make the melody first and then fit your lyrics as per the melody, or you can write the lyrics and then fit and then make the melody as per the lyrics. So it's interdependent. You can do whatever, you can put whatever in front of the other, and it's completely upon you. If you ask me, I have tried both, and I do not want to choose between any of the two methods. Both are equally difficult for me, and both are equally fun to play with, both are equally helpful to me. So I would definitely not like choosing, and I would definitely not advise you to do any one of this. So you can either write the lyrics first, or you can either make the melody first. Depends on you. That's the third point. The fourth is that your song does not need limits. When you are an indie artist, like independent, and when you're just starting off, you do not need a particular skeletal system for your song. Okay, let that flow. That does not mean you do not keep a niche and genre and you go from here to there. Do not do that. I said up before that if you are starting off with a love song, do not get to a different kind of a meaning. Do not get to a motivational ending of the song. Do not do that. But what I mean by do not give a skeletal system is that, you know, mess around with your creation. It's not necessary you have to upload the song. Okay, there are so many songs I made from 2020 that I have not even started making professionally. So you do not need to always actually showcase it in front of the world. It's not necessary. Come on, it's definitely not necessary. What you do need to do is let yourself flow. If you let yourself flow, that's when you will understand what is your strongest point. Yeah, trust me. If you try out and you experiment with almost all the type of lyrics you can possibly write, that's when you'll understand, okay, this genre seems familiar to me and I can write better in this one than the other one. So okay, I'll stick to this one. My first song will be in this genre and people would love it. That is one very important thing. The next point would be how to deal with hatred. Okay, this I'm just giving an overview, right? I'm going to make many episodes to actually explain each and every one of these, so you guys can chill. Okay, this is just a snapshot so that maybe if you are in hurry, you can listen to this and then get back to your work. So do not get affected by the hatred, or if you do not get views, or if your song does not do good, do not ever let that get to you, because you're an indie artist. Okay, indie artist should first of all know to deal with pain and criticism and hatred and unpopularism when you do not match the needs or the dreams that you had in your mind. Happens with everybody, so you need to take that very, very positively and keep on making. Never stop. Okay, that's what I mean to say. Never stop, no matter what people say. Only you know the hard work that goes behind all the parts of a song. I would love to end this podcast because this was a snapshot, so I would not like to make it too long. But lastly, I would love to say that keep experimenting. Okay, keep getting the ideas, keep thinking new ideas, keep working with a lot of, and most importantly, you can do all of this which I said alone. And when I say alone, I mean alone. You can do everything by yourself. You can write, you can compose, you can sing all by yourself. There are a lot of people who think, oh my god, I need a huge team for this. No, trust me, I thought I would need a huge team. I didn't. So maybe probably you wouldn't need a huge team too. You can do it all by yourself. So keep experimenting. Tell your thoughts to me via DM on CrazyNick on Instagram, like at CrazyNick, CrazyNique. Of course, if you type Swikriti Gupta, you're gonna get my ID on Instagram. So tell what you think about this in my DM so that I know what else you face a problem with. And I am no guru. I love to say that. I'm just a friend talking to you about my experiences, and I would love to know your experiences so that we learn together. It's very important to learn together, okay? So I'm gonna sign off now. It was lovely talking about my random impromptu lo-fi amateur skills, and maybe we'll polish that together. So have a great day. Keep experimenting with music, keep playing, keep learning. Bye, see you soon in the other episodes. Ta-da!